If Jesus had not come down, descended to us, he would not have been lifted up. We celebrate today the feast of the exaltation of the cross, the lifting up, but that lifting up, that exaltation, would not have happened if he had not first descended, come down to us, emptied himself, humiliated himself. The humiliation of the cross is what paves the way for the exaltation of the cross. This is the way God has freely chosen to love and save the human race, first by abasing himself so that we might all be lifted up one day with him. The cross is the way that God chose to become king in the world. Thinking about the royal family and all, you know, the new ascension to kingship, we see how different it is how God becomes king in the world, not one filled with who will occupy the next great castle or kingdom arrayed in the finest trappings, if you will. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but we see how God becomes king in the world, and it comes about through this humiliation first, a very different and paradoxical and backwards way about how God reveals his glory to us. We might say, if we were to alter the words a little bit or update them a little bit in this context, that from Paul's letter to the Philippians, Christ Jesus, though he was with God, though he was God, did not deem equality with God, did not deem all of the power and privileges that come with being the king something to be exploited, something to be taken for his own advantage. But instead, he emptied himself and took the form of a subject, a pauper, coming in the likeness of a servant, not a king. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to this king, even unto death, even death on a cross. And because of this, God greatly exalted this pauper and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, so that at this name every knee should bend of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth. The cross shows us the way that God chooses to be king, the way that God chooses to exercise his divine right and divine power, which is first through emptying himself of all the trappings of what we might imagine God would be. And so Jesus shows us a very different character of God, not one who lords over his people in an oppressive way, but God who first became like one of us in order to reveal to us God's true character. This is the kind of king that Jesus is, a king who takes a cross as his throne, who takes a crown of thorns as his cross. Very different way of coming to power, revealing the true inner character, the heart of God himself. God is king, but God becomes king in a very different way than we often imagine people coming into power, even in our day, the kind of politicking and manipulation of things, earning people's votes and things like that. It's a very different way that the Lord earns our trusts and so purchases our lives for our salvation. And so the exaltation of the cross is about God who has become king, but in a completely different way, one that teaches us humility and servanthood for others. And so, as we look to the cross today, the only thing that can save us in this world, we're also reminded of the way that we're called to live our lives. We all want that exaltation, But we must first go through that path of humiliation, becoming obedient, suffering those little deaths of self-denial for the sake of loving one another in our days. And if we follow the same path that Jesus has laid out for us, we too can share in his eternal life.